Have you ever really thought about what it takes to build a business, like truly from scratch, especially one that's all about helping people feel better?
It's a huge undertaking.
Yeah.
Often start small, maybe just an idea.
Exactly. And today we're diving into a story just like that. It's about Fountain of Wellness, LLC, a massage therapy place in Avon, Massachusetts.
And its founder, Jean R. Dupuy.
Yeah, and our information for this deep dive, it comes straight from a recent profile. The Better Business Bureau did it, part of their Behind the Business series, just came out June 16th, 2025.
Right. And what we want to do is really unpack how this, pretty focused little venture just exploded into a full wellness center. We're talking less than a year.
Wow.
So we'll look at the philosophy, the choices they made, what makes it tick, really, and what you can maybe take away from its success and how it fits into the community.
Okay, so let's rewind a bit. September 2024, that's the launch date for Fountain of Wellness. And the BBB profile says it started super focused, like just basic relaxation services, mostly walk-ins, word-of-mouth referrals. It sounds incredibly simple, almost bare bones at the start.
It really does.
Yeah.
The description mentions things like limited tools, minimal branding, and a small service menu.
Yeah.
Very lean.
Yeah.
But what's interesting about that lean start, isn't just the simplicity. It's how that absolute focus, just providing a quality massage, building trust client by client, how that became the bedrock.
Right.
It almost suggests that starting deep and narrow, might actually be a quicker route to growing bigger than trying to offer everything right away.
That's a really good point. It makes you think, okay, starting with that trust focus, how did things speed up so much? Because, like you said, less than a year later, Fountain of Wellness looks totally different.
It's a pretty dramatic transformation, yeah. The speed is one thing, but
Yeah.
also how they expanded seems very strategic.
So, what changed?
Well, the service menu just blossomed. Now they're offering specialized techniques, deep tissue, hot stone, sports massage, even free natal.
Okay, quite a jump from just basic relaxation.
Definitely. And they added structure too. Things like structured pricing packages, add-ons like aromatherapy, cupping. It makes the whole experience feel more substantial, more professional.
And it wasn't only about adding more types of massages, was it? I think the profile mentioned changes on the business side too.
Absolutely. That's crucial when you scale up fast. They brought in digital tools, think online booking, electronic forms, automated reminders.
Takes the admin burden off.
Exactly. It frees up time, presumably Dupuy's time, to stay focused on the clients, which loops back to that initial trust mission, even while growing.
Smart.
And importantly, they built a clear brand identity. Fountain of Wellness, LLC, it sounds established, professional, signals growth. It really shows you can manage rapid growth well if you have the right systems in place.
Okay, so the structure changed, the services expanded, but what really seems to drive this, according to the profile, is Dupuy's underlying philosophy. It's not just about the numbers for him.
No, not at all. That comes through really clearly. He's quoted saying, "Success isn't just growth metrics or revenue streams.
So what is it then?
It's the impact." He says, "What I love most about running my massage therapy business is the opportunity to help people feel better every day. Whether that's easing chronic pain, cutting down stress, or just helping someone relax."
Ah, so the reward is in the actual helping.
Precisely. Knowing his work makes a real difference, physically and emotionally. That's the payoff for him.
So it's definitely not just a transaction, it's more relational. How does that whole wellness advocate idea play out day to day at the center?
Well, it means thinking beyond just the massage table time. He's providing education, he's giving aftercare advice, offering ongoing support.
Like coaching almost.
Sort of. It's about equipping clients to manage their health between visits. It turns the business into more of a partner in their well-being journey. That builds incredible loyalty, and makes the impact feel much deeper.
And this focus on well-being, it seems like it connects strongly to his feelings about the local area too. Massachusetts seems important to the story.
It does, yeah. He talks about Massachusetts having this deep sense of community and diversity. He mentions the history, the immigrant roots, how people value education and hard work. For a business built on personal service, tapping into that local vibe is smart.
And Avon specifically, why there?
It seems like a strategic sweet spot. He gets access to, like, the Boston energy, but still has that small town feel where people truly look out for each other.
Okay, so best of both worlds, maybe.
Seems like it. It lets him serve a really diverse group of clients, but still keep things personal. That's a tough balance to strike.
And that connection to diversity ties into serving specific groups too, right?
Yes, and this is really insightful. He makes a point of offering specialized services for what he calls underserved populations. Things like prenatal massage, care for the elderly, or trauma-informed touch.
Can you explain trauma-informed touch quickly?
Sure. It's basically a very sensitive approach that recognizes some clients might have experienced trauma, and it adjusts the touch and interaction to be safe and respectful of that.
Got it. Important.
Very. And DuPuy says these specialized services dramatically improve their quality of life. That's not just a nice sentiment, it's a strategy. He's meeting specific unmet needs, building trust where it matters most. It shows how knowing your community drives everything.
Now, another thing the BBB profile highlighted was language. That seems like a really unique strength for Fountain of Wellness.
Oh, definitely. DuPuy speaks English, French, and Haitian Creole. That's a massive advantage.
Has so in a business sense.
Well, he puts it perfectly. It opens doors for clients who might otherwise struggle to find culturally competent care. He's basically a bridge for people in those communities who need wellness services. In a place as diverse as Massachusetts, that's huge. It builds real connection.
So it's accessibility on a whole different level.
Exactly. And beyond language, there's the fact he's both the founder and the therapist. He's doing it all.
Right, he's overseeing the admin side, but also still doing the hands-on therapy.
Yes. That gives him, immense control over the whole client experience, start to finish. He shapes it according to his values.
Must be satisfying.
He seems to find it very fulfilling. He talks about the flexibility and independence, building relationships, seeing client progress. That personal connection seems key for him.
And the business is also BBB accredited since 2025, another trust signal.
Definitely adds to the credibility.
So, okay, let's pull back. We see this journey, simple start, rapid growth, deep community focus, unique strengths. What does this whole story of a Fountain of Wellness tell you about what makes a service business really work today?
Well, it really speaks volumes about being intentional, doesn't it? And about connection. It shows when you align a genuine passion, like helping people feel better with smart moves.
Like the service expansion, the digital tools.
Right. And really an understanding your community, its needs, its diversity. You can create something that grows fast, but also has real depth and impact. It's a powerful example of how one person's vision for healing can become this thriving business that truly reflects who they are.
So for you listening right now, maybe think about this. How could embracing community accessibility and this kind of holistic view of success, like we see with Fountain of Wellness, change how we define a successful business? What really stands out to you from this story about the power of that personal connection? Something to chew on,